Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The man who burned down the house is now playing the building. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Pop star David Byrne has turned the inside of a defunct ferry terminal into a giant musical instrument. The former Talking Heads frontman has retrofitted an antique organ and wired it to the pipes, the beams, even the plumbing of the Battery Maritime building. It's a project he first launched in Stockholm, Sweden, before bringing to Lower Manhattan. I stopped by the cavernous hall a few days before the opening, and David Byrne told us a bit about why New Yorkers might relate to turning a building into music.
New Yorkers will be really familiar with buildings that make noises. If they've ever lived in an apartment with radiators, they'll be familiar with the noises that start, usually in the middle of the night or early in the morning. Also with plumbing, they won't know about air blowing through plumbing, making kind of nice flute-like sounds. They'll know about hissing air coming out of plumbing, stuff like that.
I understand this is all acoustic, no electronics?
Yeah, there's no electronics. It's very old-fashioned. It could have, I don't know if it could have been done 100 years ago, but pretty close to it. There's no speakers, no microphones. Everything is, all the sound is produced mechanically by hitting parts of the building or causing the girders to vibrate, blowing air through pipes to make them act like giant flutes. It's all real basic kind of Rube Goldberg kind of stuff.
Now, you're known, of course, as a songwriter. Is there any analog in the way you have the keyboard set up and the sounds distributed in the space here to songwriting? I mean, are the pings a drum kit? Are the whirs more of a bass line, that sort of thing?
No, it goes... The closest is that it goes kind of from low to high. The motors are kind of bass notes, and the pipes are more or less in the middle, the flutes and pipes, and then the things that strike the pillars and radiators are kind of higher tones.
The idea of ambient music, of found sound, something that you and Brian Eno were doing back in the late 70s with My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, is this kind of an extension of that found sound tradition?
I don't know. You say that if you want. We're kind of making the sounds. We're not... We might be finding the potential in this building to be an instrument, but I don't think we're finding anything already made.
What about the social aspect of this? What did you find when you set this up in Stockholm in terms of how people use this communally?
I found that people were not intimidated about playing it when they realized what it was doing, and that it wasn't set up like a conventional keyboard. In other words, somebody who was a great organ player or piano player didn't have any advantage over an amateur just walking in and sitting down and playing it for the first time. So I think that made people feel less inhibited. And I think because it's really transparent what it's doing, you can see the machines, so people can wander around and look to see how the sounds are made, which basically is when you depress a key, the ones like these that are blowing air through the pipes, through the plumbing, they work just like a regular flute, but they're using the plumbing pipes instead of little pipes. That's kind of a nice experience for people, that nothing is hidden, that they can see exactly how everything's done.
Are you the composer of this?
If somebody makes an instrument, you wouldn't say the person who made the violin is the composer of what people play on the violin. So I wouldn't say I'm the composer of what people play on this thing either. But to a certain extent, if you make a certain kind of music system, whether it's a kind of software-based thing or something like this, it directs people to the kind of music they can make on it, but it doesn't tell them exactly what they can do. For me, one of the most important aspects of this one is that it's not art that people, or music, that people consume. It's not something that's already finished and done and done by a professional or an expert or a professional artist or whatever. It's something that the public has to do it.
As we wrap up, would you play the building for us?
Yeah, I can grab some of these. Here's some of the motors again.
David Byrne live in the Battery Maritime building. The installation is called Playing the Building. It's up through the summer. David, a real pleasure to speak with you again.
Thank you. Good to see you again.
David Byrne's Playing the Building opens tomorrow at the Battery Maritime Building at the southern tip of Manhattan. And as we were leaving, I asked David Byrne if there was a new record, and he said, in fact, he's doing a new record with Brian Eno, and they're just finishing it up. It's due in the late summer, early fall. I asked him what label, and he said, no label. We're doing it ourselves. So that is certainly something to look forward to this summer as well. Also something to look forward to, the annual Bang on a Can Marathon. We'll talk about that, get a preview in just a moment. This is Soundcheck.